If these eclipses are falling in your third and ninth house axis, this is the axis of perception and expansive growth. So the eclipses here are essentially asking you to expand beyond what you know with your cognitive mind right now. So imagine that your way of seeing the world, including your beliefs, your level of education and knowledge, is ripe for new information. It's time to review what you know and recognize that it could be a little outdated and open up your mind to seeing the world from a really as drastic as from a completely new perspective. The third and ninth house axis is the axis of learning and expansion. So why you think the way you do and why you believe what you believe needs to be examined, and more often than not is going to change. So if you think that you know all you need to know about the world, my love, be prepared to be surprised. These eclipses will shake up your mental circuit, your perceptions, and your worldview. So your old ways of thinking will no longer get you to where you need to be. So you may need to work on communicating more effectively, or perhaps something as practical as furthering your education. To make the eclipse gods, if you will, of the third and ninth house work for you, invite new ways of believing and thinking into your world. Step outside your door, for instance, and say hello to neighbors. Have conversations with others that you normally wouldn't have conversations with. Take classes, learn more, teach, for instance, especially if you've been harboring a lot of information that you were perhaps shy to share before. Essentially, this axis contains your mind, education, your beliefs, philosophy, spirituality, and or your religion. Anything that has to do with a belief system is going to be changed. And it's crucial that you keep an open mind, because chances are that the downloads that you receive while these eclipses are happening in the axis of the third and ninth house are the downloads that you need when the eclipses move on to another set of houses in your chart. It's important to remember that these events aren't isolated events. They are cyclical events that happen in order to prepare you for what's to come. And in the third and ninth house axis, to change our perception, to change our perspective, to be willing to change our belief systems, can be magical, because essentially we have the opportunity to change the belief systems about ourselves. And that is transformational. Because if we can change the belief system about ourselves, we all of a sudden have a new perspective of self and perhaps believe in ourselves more than we ever have before. Okay, so some key words for the third house are learning, teaching, the mind and perception, neighbors and neighborhood, how you adapt to your new everyday environment, and how you adapt rapidly to changing circumstances. Some key words for the ninth house are higher education, wisdom, expansion and elevation of consciousness, foreign travel, culture shock, publishing, personal growth and expansion, thought systems, philosophy, and the bigger picture. If you have the eclipses transiting this house, these houses, I hope this is helpful.